You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Three potential, especially today, we have to see what we can do with it. So now, what's the procedure of planting the tree? What do you do?
Cutting the tree.
Planting. To plant a tree. What do you do?
We dig a hole.
Okay.
And then we put fertilizer. And then we put the plant right in it.
You put a seed also? Or no, just a seed.
So the seed, you have the seed in kind of no tree.
So you put a seed, so then you cover it with the dirt. And then what do you do?
We cover the water.
Water, and then what happens? Nothing happens. Something happens? No. Like when you water it, something happens? Right away? How long does it take? Week? So you plant a seed, and then you start watering, then after a week it comes out?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? So now, when you start watering it and you don't see nothing, what do you see? What do you do? What is your...
Keep doing water.
You keep doing it? You don't say, no, what's the use? Is that going
to...
No, why you keep watering it?
Because we know it's
going to
grow.
Oh, you know it's going to grow. Ah, so now, even though that you watering it and then nothing happens, so then you keep watering it.
And you don't see it.
Ah, that's very interesting. So now here the Torah says, "Ki ha'adam et hasadeh." What does that mean? That means you should have the same attitude when you plant a tree, and then you see you wasted the water. You know, nothing happened, but you keep watering it and watering and watering. Why? Because you're sure. You're sure. You're sure that something is going to take place.
Yeah.
So here, exactly, like let's say somebody hands you a little thing, like this is small. This is small. Like a seed. You say, you know, plant this, and then you have a very, very big tree, and it's going to give you thousands of fruit.
Amen.
Yeah, what do you tell him?
Say thank you very much.
Refuah shalema. You give me this little seed, and then you're telling me if I plant this, it's going to give me thousands of fruit. You believe him?
Yes, because we know that it's going to happen.
How could it be such a thing? A little seed, then you plant it, and then you're telling me you have to wait and wait and wait, water it and water and water, and then it gives you so much fruit. You buy that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah. But you don't know that Hashem created the world. You don't know that Hashem took care of Abraham, Sav, Yaakov. You don't know that, you know? Not as good. So now here, that's what today is all about. And that means that Yehudi should understand, yes, maybe whatever that he does, maybe he doesn't see the result right away. And not only that, here we learn that a little bitty improvement, as big as a seed, can change your life. But the problem here is, we do things like a robot, like as a habit, and there is no improvement. But if there was an improvement, even as big as a little seed, you see lots of change in your life. And that's what today is all about. That we have to learn from the tree that the same way that it might take a little time that you see the outcome, you should not give up, Chas v'Shalom. You have to go on and go on, just like you keep watering it and watering, you see, wow, the little tree came out, and then it became a big, big, strong tree and lots of fruit.
We believe the ground, we don't believe ourselves.
Yes, so that's the whole... The whole challenge here is the Chas v'Shalom, you don't give up and you go on, and with that Hashem, you see lots of Yeshuot.
Amen.
And Semachot, the Kolam Yisrael. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.